Chapter 3 Faults and Qualities. Having briefly discussed the meaning of Shamatha and Vipassana, I shall now explain something about faults and qualities, as well as the different kinds of purpose. The two parts are, in general, the explanation of the mistake of not understanding how to sustain resting in equanimity, and in particular, the explanation of how to clear away the faults of the different types of errors and deviations. Subsection Explanation of Mistakes. Resting one's mind without fabrication is considered the single key point of the realization of all the countless profound and extensive oral instructions in meditation practice, such as Mahamudra, Dzogchen, Lamdre, Cho, Shiji, and so forth. The oral instructions appear in various modes, due to the difference in ways and capacities of human understanding. Some meditators regard meditation practice as simply a thought-free state of mind in which all gross and subtle perceptions of the six senses have ceased. That is called straying into a dull state of shamatha. Some presume stable meditation to be a state of neutral dullness not embraced by mindfulness. Some regard meditation as complete clarity, smooth bliss, or utter voidness and cling to those experiences. Some chop their meditation into fragments, believing the objective of meditation to be a vacant state of mind between the cessation of one thought and the arising of the next. Some hold on to such thoughts as, the mind nature is dharmakaya. It is empty. It cannot be grasped. To think, everything is devoid of true existence. It is like a magical illusion. It is like space. And to regard that as the meditative state is to have fallen into the extreme of intellectual assumption. Some people claim that whatever is thought, or whatever occurs, is of the nature of meditation. They stray into craziness by falling under the power of ordinary thinking. Most others regard thinking as a defect and inhibit it. They believe in resting in meditation after controlling what is being thought, and tie themselves up in fixated mindfulness or an ascetic state of mind. In short, the mind may be still, in turmoil as with thoughts and disturbing emotions, or tranquil in terms of the experiences of bliss, clarity, or non-thought. Knowing how to sustain the spontaneity of innate naturalness directly in whatever occurs, without having to fabricate, reject, or change anything, is extremely rare. It seems necessary to have a faultless practice in harmony with the actual statements of realization in such texts as the sutras and tantras of definitive meaning, as well as the collected works, oral instructions, and guidance manuals of the lineage of accomplished masters. Subsection Clearing Away Specific Errors and Deviations. All the forefathers of the practice lineage having taught this in detail and extensively, I shall here explain the errors simply. As a brief indication, clinging to any of the three experiences of bliss, clarity, or non-thought while resting in meditation will create the causes for rebirth in the three realms of desire. Form and formlessness being reborn there, you will, when your lifespan ends, again fall down into the lower realms. Thus, they are not the path to Buddhahood. Dividing up this topic in detail, there are in particular the nine dhyanas of absorption. When resting evenly in shamatha, then, to be free from gross thoughts of perceiver and perceived, but still to be fettered by the concept of meditator and meditation object, is called the samadhi of the first dhyana. Why is that? Because this is what is being meditated upon in all the abodes of the gods of the first dhyana. Meditating in this way creates the cause for being reborn there as a god at the level of the first dhyana. Likewise, the second dhyana is to be free from the state of mind of concept and discernment. but still to experience the taste of the samadhi of joy and bliss. The third dhana is to be free from mental movement, but supported merely by the inhalation and exhalation of breath. The fourth dhana is to be free from all kinds of thoughts. A state of samadhi that is unobstructed clarity like space. Supreme among all the mundane samadhis. These are the foundation for vipassana. If meditated upon with attachment, however, they become a deviation from Mahamudra causing rebirth, as gods in the abodes of those dhyanas. Furthermore, one might think all phenomena are infinite like space. Or this consciousness free from partiality and non-existent is infinite. Or perception being neither existent nor non-existent is not an action of mind. Or this mind is voidness which is nothing whatsoever. Dwelling in the states of these four levels has the defect of straying into the four formless spheres of finality, called the infinite space, infinite consciousness, neither presence nor absence, and nothing whatsoever. The Shravaka Samadhi of peace is the state of mind that has abandoned these four thoughts, in which involvement in objects has been blocked, and in which you abide having interrupted the movements of the prana mind. Although such a state is taught to be the ultimate shamatha, in this context it is not a faultless meditation unless embraced by vipassana. Each of these nine dhyanas of absorption has some temporary qualities, such as the accomplishment of superknowledges and miraculous powers. Here, however, you should attain the ultimate result of complete enlightenment and not merely relative or superficial qualities. Thus, if these are accomplished naturally, and you then cling to them or feel arrogant, know that to be a direct obstacle for enlightenment. Subsection The Eight Deviations. Having explained these errors and ways of going astray, I shall now teach the eight deviations. 1. Not understanding that the mind essence is the unity of appearance and emptiness endowed with the supreme of all aspects, the unobstructed interdependence of cause and effect, you slip into focusing on the empty aspect. Acknowledge this fault called basic straying from the essence of emptiness. 2. Similarly, after engaging in meditation, although you may have merely intellectually understood the meaning of the natural state, experience has not arisen in yourself. Or again, forgetting that which has arisen, the meaning will not be present within your being, although you might be able to explain the words to others. That is called temporary straying from the essence. 3. While what is needed at present is the path itself, you desire to attain some other result later on. That is called basic straying from the path. 4. To regard the sustaining of the ordinary wakefulness of your mind as insufficient, while you desire a magnificent mind-made meditation, and then search for it elsewhere, is called temporary straying from the path. 5. When something such as a disturbing emotion arises, not to know how to take its essence as the path and instead to meditate on some other technique according to the lower vehicles is called basic straying from the remedy. 6. Not knowing how to take whatever arises such as a thought as the path, but to block off that instance or having to destroy it before resting in meditation is called the deviation into the temporary straying from the remedy. 7. Not understanding that the natural state of the mind distance is primordially empty and rootless, and fabricating such thoughts, as it does not possess a self-nature. Or it is emptiness. Or it is just temporarily empty. Is called basic straying into generalized emptiness. 8. Thinking formerly I was distracted following after thoughts, but now I am meditating nicely, and then remaining in the state of perpetuating that thought. Or thinking that you have mindfulness when you do not, and so forth, is called temporary straying into generalizing. Subsection summary: not recognizing the key point of the natural state and not resolving doubts about how it actually is. You risk straying into these and various other kinds of incorrect look-alike meditations. Exertion in an incorrect look-alike meditation for no matter how long is fruitless. Some people create the causes and conditions for an evil state, such as being reborn as an Oga by meditating on shamatha cessation. You must therefore have an unmistaken meditation. Moreover, some people regard a dull or sluggish state of mind free from thoughts as shamatha. They presume that vipassana means analyzing with thoughts. They believe that a solid and rigid fixing of the mind is mindfulness, and mistake a state of neutral indifference for the natural. They confuse the ordinary mind of a commoner, who has not seen the original face of the natural state, for the innate ordinary mind free from fabrication. They regard the clinging to a good samadhi or the mirakunditan bliss, of being free from pain, as the innate supreme bliss. They mistake the involvement in clinging to a part and objects, without having attained the certainty of recognizing the objectless natural state, for the unobstructed self-cognizance, that is free from object and fixation. They confuse the sthukaditi, in which cognizance is blocked for being non-conceptual wisdom and so forth. In short, all the different types of mistakes, incorrect look-alikes, strayings and deviations are primarily caused by not having applied oneself fully to the key points of the preliminaries, such as gathering the accumulations and purifying the obscurations. Hence, the defilements of negative karma have not been cleared away. Next, not having treated yourself with the ointment of blessings, your mind is uncured and inflexible. Not having resolved your doubts in the main part of the practice, you have become insensitively caught up in theory and absorbed in words. Finally, not having taken the practice to heart, you have become a person with a dharmic exterior, who is neither a practitioner nor a lay person, and who ruins the teachings of the practice lineage. There are many of that kind in this final end of the dark age. The Seven Wills of Kshitrugarbha Sutra states, not accepting the cause and effect of the ripening of karma. One is a non-Buddhist proponent of nihilism, and is reborn in the Avachi hell right after dying. It will ruin others and destroy oneself. You must therefore exert yourself intelligently and not become like that.